Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 243 entitled The Power and Consequences of Evil Influences. Chapter 25 in the book of Numbers is not long, but is pivotal in its teaching. Powerful in precedence and expression. Many are easily influenced by evil, particularly when it is disguised under the guise of pleasure and self-gratification. God had just refused to allow anyone to curse the Israelites. Even so, as mentioned before, it is the actions of man that leads to God's blessings being revoked. Evil in this world is inescapable. It is why we are commanded to be holy, for our God is holy. Because of this, we will do well to remember the importance of detachment, severing one's self from immorality. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial or Satan? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17 of the King James Version. Before I go on, I want to educate you. The world would have you to believe that being set apart is a bad thing. Then you run and attach yourselves to evil, craving to follow heretics and heathens in all that you do, profaning what is holy to be accepted by the aberrant one who will never receive you. Israel settled and remained in Shittim, and the people began to play the prostitute with the women of Moab by being unfaithful to God. Numbers chapter 25, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. I will deviate for a moment, and I want women to think strongly about the spirit behind men that would compel them to use their women to entice other men to do evil, to entrap them as bait as they enrich themselves. What is the mind of the women who esteem themselves so low that it is okay to participate in this witchcraft at their own expense, to defile themselves for a quote-unquote cause? Yet I digress. For they invited the Israelites to the sacrifices of their gods, and the Israelites ate food offered to idols and bowed down to Moab's gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor in worship, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Numbers chapter 25, verses 2 to 3 of the Amplified Version. Aberrant behavior has a cascading effect. You cannot straddle the fence and expect that you will escape judgment. Pay attention. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For temptation does not originate from God, but from our own flaws. Even Satan will not be blamed for what you allow yourselves to be drawn into. For God cannot be tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each one is tempted when he is dragged away, enticed, and baited to commit sin by his own worldly desire, lust, and passion. Then, when the illicit desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin has run its course, it gives birth to death. James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15 of the Amplified Version. Let me remind you that sin is a spirit. Meditate on this as you read these scriptures. If you do well, believing me and doing what is acceptable and pleasing to me, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, but ignore my instruction, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, to overpower you, but you must master it. Genesis chapter 4, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. Let me reinforce that we, not Satan, nor any other person or being, is responsible for conquering the sin in our lives. And if it is our duty, then we must be reassured that Christ gives us the power to overcome. And again, I want you to pay attention to the tone of the nation. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Listen. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase in goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 of the King James Version. Many will wonder why a loving God would take such a harsh stance against sin at any time. As we delve into the next few scriptures, it becomes evident there is a callous, rebellious heart in man. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. Numbers chapter 25, verses 4 through 5 of the King James Version. This is the heart of man when left to himself. Then one of the Israelites came and presented to his relatives a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and the whole congregation of the Israelites while they were weeping over God's judgment at the doorway of the tent of meeting in the tabernacle. Numbers chapter 25, verse 6 of the Amplified Version. As God was pronouncing judgment, he was bold enough to attempt to commit fornication right before the eyes of the Lord. His witchcraft is confirmed by this scripture. The foolishness of man undermines, perverts his way, ruining whatever he undertakes. Then his heart is resentful and rages against the Lord. For being a fool, he blames the Lord instead of himself. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3 of the Amplified Version. It is a fool who runs to sin without weighing the consequences. While the congregation was wallowing in self-pity, one man took action, a form of true repentance. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw this, he left the congregation and took a spear in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and pierced both of them through the body, the man of Israel and the woman. Then the plague on the Israelites stopped. Nevertheless, those Israelites who died in the plague numbered 24,000. Numbers chapter 25, verses 7 through 9 of the Amplified Version. The Holy Spirit is making it obvious why plagues have and will take so many. Because they lack true remorse and the willingness to take action, to stamp out sin, along with the willingness to embrace and accept accountability and responsibility for our own lusts and desires. It is confirmed by Paul. For godly sorrow that is in accord with the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But worldly sorrow, the hopeless sorrow for those who do not believe, produces death. For you can look back and see what an earnestness and authentic concern this godly sorrow has produced in you. What vindication of yourselves against charges that you tolerate sin. What indignation at sin. What fear of offending God. What longing for righteousness and justice. What passion to do what is right. What readiness to punish those who sin and tolerate sin. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent in the matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 11 of the Amplified Version. For those who whine and cry about what they can do to be in right standing with God, it is made clear in His Word so that we are without excuse. Throughout God's Word, the Holy Spirit gives guidance to help us rectify our wrongs. It is up to man to seek Him. For his actions, he was given one of God's most precious gifts. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Numbers chapter 25, verses 10 through 13 of the King James Version. Atonement in the Oxford Dictionary is defined as reparation for a wrong or injury. In the Bible, it is the process of reconciling God and mankind. The Hebrew word for atonement, kippur, means two things: to repay a debt and to purify. Meditate on this. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James chapter 4, verse 17 of the King James Version. Culpability will always lie with the individual. Now the name of the man of Israel who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a leader of a father's household among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, who was the tribal head of a father's household in Midian. Numbers chapter 25, verses 14 through 15 of the Amplified Version. I want to point out that many times God will not bother to even name many who sin against him and die. But these were leaders of their tribes. When leaders and priests sin, judgment not only falls on them, but on the people that are under them, agreeing with them. It is a spiritual law. I am giving these final scriptures for this chapter in the King James Version, but the Amplified Version gives more clarity when combined. They were worshiping Baal Peor. Cozbi was sacrificed by this spirit, knowing what would happen if she went before the living God to offend him. It is Satan's delight to lead man to death and destruction. It is his pleasure if he is allowed to destroy you himself. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Numbers chapter 25, verses 16 through 18. The admonition: we all groan and growl like bears, and coo sadly like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, O Lord, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know and recognize our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. Rebelling against and denying the Lord, turning away from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and muttering from the heart lying words. Justice is pushed back and righteous behavior stands far away. For truth has fallen in the city square, and integrity cannot enter. Yes, truth is missing, and he who turns away from evil makes himself a prey. Now the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and was amazed that there was no one to intercede on behalf of truth and right. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation to him, and his own righteousness sustained him. For he, the Lord, put on righteousness like a coat of armor, and salvation like a helmet on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and covered himself with zeal and great love for his people as a cloak. As their deeds deserve, so he will repay. Wrath to his adversaries, retribution to his enemies. To the islands and to the coastlands, he will repay. Isaiah chapter 59 verses 11 through 18 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.